brothers and sisters, and happy day before Thanksgiving. Do you think you can take 15 minutes and just pay attention to what it is the Lord wants to say to you? I know probably guests are arriving or you're going somewhere, or perhaps not. Perhaps you're alone. I want to say to all of you, please pay heed, no matter whether you're very busy or you're not busy at all. I want you to pay heed to these readings for today. The first continues to be from the book of Daniel, Daniel chapter 5, and it's basically goes from verse 1 to verse 28, though the reading that's actually read at Mass takes certain sections of those verses to emphasize, but it's Matthew 5, roughly verses 1 to 28. King Belshazzar gave a great banquet for 1,000 of his lords with whom he drank. Under the influence of the wine, he ordered the gold and silver vessels which Nebuchadnezzar, his father, see, we were talking about that in the last chapter, Nebuchadnezzar, his father, had taken from the temple in Jerusalem to be brought in so that the king, his lords, his wives, and his retainers might drink from them, drinking from the vessels of the temple. It was a form of sacrilege. But they were pagan. Jews mourned this, but that's what happened. When the gold and silver vessels taken from the house of God in Jerusalem had been brought in, and while the king, his lords, his wives, and his entertainers were drinking wine from them, so you're taking something very sacred, sacred to the Lord, and you're reducing it to a drunken festival. And while they were all drinking wine from them, they praised their gods of gold and silver, bronze and iron, wool and stone. Brothers and sisters, we do the same thing today. We do. We do. Our very bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit dwells within us. And how often do we defile and pollute that for which Jesus Christ died, you and me? The right care of our bodies, our minds, and our spirits so they can worship God as the most important thing for which they were created. You and I were created. Really take a look and apply it to yourself. Suddenly, opposite the lampstand, the fingers of a human hand appeared, writing on the plaster of the wall in the king's palace. And when the king saw the wrist and the hand that wrote, his face blanched, his thoughts terrified him, his hip joints shook, and his knees knocked. He was overcome by fear. And then Daniel was brought into the presence of the king, and the king asked him, "Are you the Daniel, the Jewish exile whom my father the king brought from Judah? I have heard that the Spirit of God is in you, that you possess brilliant knowledge and extraordinary wisdom. I have heard that you can interpret dreams and solve difficulties. If you are able to read the writing and tell me what it means, you shall be clothed in purple, wear a gold color about your neck, and be third in the government of the kingdom." So he was offering him wealth, power, prestige, honor, if he would interpret the dream. And look what Daniel says. This is purity of heart, brothers and sisters. This is what we're all supposed to be seeking. Daniel answered the king, "You may keep your gifts or give your presents to someone else. But the writing I will read for you, O king, and tell you what it means. Look at this courage. You have rebelled against the Lord of heaven. You had the vessels of his temple brought before you so that you and your nobles, your wives, your entertainers might drink wine from them. And you praised the false gods of silver and gold, bronze and iron, wood and stone that neither see nor hear nor have intelligence. But the God in whose hand is your life breath and the whole course of your life, you did not glorify. It is by him that the wrist and the hand were sent, and the writing set down. This is the writing that was inscribed, Mene, Tekel, and Peres. These words mean many, Mene, God has numbered your kingdom and put an end to it. Tekel, you have been weighed on the scales and found wanting. Peres, your kingdom has been divided and given to the Medes and the Persians. This holy young man, fully given to God, has wisdom, who can read the signs of God, and who is brave and courageous, single-hearted and single-minded, that the clarity of God and clarity of God's truth can work through him. God wants to do that in each one of us. Daniel was really able to give himself to the Lord. He was able to submit to the Lord. And therefore, God was able to entrust him with much wisdom and understanding, in order that he, in a certain sense, may be God's messenger, God's emissary. God wants to do that through us. Don't you think this world needs to hear the truth? It takes great courage. Great courage. Give glory and eternal praise to him, the sun and the moon, the stars of heaven, every shower and dew, all you winds, fire and heat, cold and chill. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Please, every morning when you come to pray, praise him. Use the Psalms if that helps you. Praise him and thank him for who he is, first of all, and for what he has done for you. Praise him. Thank him. Read his word. Sit before the Lord and ask the Lord to show you how that word applies to you. What is God saying to you through his word? What does he want of you? It's always to lead you into deeper and deeper holiness, union with him, willingness to put aside man's values and man's priorities to choose God's. God wants you with him forever, eternally. Are you cooperating with that grace that he holds out? Again, he will never coerce you because it would not be love. He gives you a totally free will and you are free to turn away, but you do so at your own peril. Brothers and sisters, go deeper. God needs very holy men and women today whose lives are so closely patterned on the Lord that he can entrust us with his message, with his warnings, with his promises, with his comfort, with his challenge. But unless we spend time, we stay on the fringes. Please don't do that. God needs every one of us today. As the world gets darker and the lies get bigger and the promises ludicrous, we need men and women who say, it is him I will serve. I belong to him. Pray. Ask God to give you the grace, because he has told us, remain faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. That's a promise, and God never fails in his promise. Never. Luke chapter 21, verses 12 to 19. Jesus said to the crowd, they will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons. They will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead to giving testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself will give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or to refute. Listen to that promise, brothers and sisters. They will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons. They will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead to your giving testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself will give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even, and we know this, will even perhaps be betrayed by those who are close to us. Will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends. Everybody fears for their life. And in a moment when your life is being required of you, many people can't sustain because their faith isn't deep enough. We need faith, and we need to ask God every day for it. You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives. No, even if we cross the finish line, brothers and sisters, crawling, even if we do it with our last breath spiritually, it's okay. Persevere. But the only way we can persevere is by God's grace and God's power. No matter how strong we think we are, we all have a breaking point. We all do. And that's why we need faith so much, that we will always stand for God and for His truth and His principles, no matter what it costs. On this eve of Thanksgiving, when we thank God for the tremendous blessings that He has given this nation, the United States of America, please take time to thank God for the blessings, the freedom that He has given us. And then ask Him to lead us out of the compromise, out of turning away from good, out of turning away from God that's going on in our country. Ask God to give you grace to stand firm in the truth. Thank Him for what He has done, and beg Him for all the peoples of the world, but especially for the peoples of this nation. Ask God that we be given grace to see clearly what is truth and what is a lie, and that we come to love Him who is the source of all truth. That no one may have died in vain. Many, many millions of lives have been lost to safeguard the freedom of this country. And it was Abraham Lincoln who asked us to set this day aside. It's precisely not just for friends to get together and family, though that's a wonderful expression of it, but it's to thank God for His freedoms and to ask Him to give us the grace to protect them. And the only best way to protect them is to surrender to God, to stand firm in Him, and use the gifts and the graces that He will bestow upon us to grow in our love for God, to grow in holiness of life, and to defend the freedoms that He and our brothers and sisters in many generations past died to help win those for us. Please, let's over this Thanksgiving holiday. In fact, I want to recommend, really want to recommend that sometime during this Thanksgiving Day, that you be brave enough or courageous enough, no matter what your situation is, to say, let's thank God for the freedom He has given us, and let's ask God to help us to protect that freedom forever. Something like that. And just take a little time, just a few minutes. You could lead people in the Lord's Prayer. I don't think anybody would be opposed to that. And even if they are, I think God would honor your faith. God bless you. As we prepare for this year of mercy, which will begin this December, I want to make available to you a free copy of my booklet, Captured by Mercy. I'm going to be speaking on this program a great deal about the true meaning of mercy, but I'd like you to have a free copy of my booklet now, Captured by Mercy. You can receive it simply by calling this number, 1-800-282-4789.